So like everybody else this week, definitely all the people I've friends with on Facebook. They all listen to music that Steve Albini had engineered, because he wasn't a producer, he was an engineer. So I thought I'd do some of my favourite songs from some of the albums he recorded. He recorded so many albums that it would be a really long episode of this. And I'm going to do a Steve Albini music episode of bands like Big Black, Shellac. By the way, so the first track I'm going to put on, when I was at college, but I'm doing this chronologically in a way that was recorded rather than in order that each album I heard. Anyway, when I was at college, I heard, well, we had to do a, bring a track in to play over the, through the mixing desk, just, you know, for ambience reasons, just to, so people were taking in songs off of Kid A with Radiohead, or, you know, just Led Zeppelin, or, you know, Rolling Stones, stuff like that. Nice. I took in Bold Machine by Pixies, because I always loved the fact that just the way that song sounds, and obviously the drums, it's the first thing you hear, they're amazing. So I'm not in typical style, I'm not going to play that song, because it's not my favourite song off of Surfer Rosa, which where Bold Machine comes from. I'm going to play Break My Body. Again, the drums in this, amazing. So let's hear it. For each of these songs, I've got to say that we're going to have to skip through. You'll get up to a chorus, because otherwise we'll both have the episode. Okay, so the next track I'm going to play is The Breeders. Now, I'm going to have a couple of Breeders songs on this, because a couple of Breeders albums that Steve Albini did. I did three and four. Four of their albums. I heard this track, it's off of Pod, which was recorded in 1990. It's got Kim Deal from Pixies in it, so there's a connection there. So I first heard this way after I heard the Pixies. Another album in this list, Title TK, which I heard first, or maybe I heard Cannonball off of, you know, but it was the first album I heard was Title TK. And this album, anyway, randomly found it in a record shop, a charity shop, actually, for £2. Couldn't get that these days. Anyway, it's got amazing songs on it. It's got my favourite Breeders song on it, which it is, I'm playing out, it's called Do. Fade that one nearly. It's nearly the end of the song. I forgot, especially Pixies and Breeders, a lot of their songs are quite short. So that was Do by the Breeders. Like I said, there'll be another Breeders album coming up later on. So next track is Tad. The band Tad. So Tad, I was heard it, or again, I'd heard God's Balls, which was done by Jack Endino. And then I heard I just can't think of the name of the album, but Steve Albini anyway did Salt Lick by Tad. They also recorded with Butch Vig, so you know, like Nirvana, Jack and Dino did Bleach, Butch Vig did Nevermind, and Steve Albini did an intro. But anyway, Tad, one of my favourite bands again. Favourite album by them is not Salt Lick, but it doesn't matter because this one is Steve Albini did. Anyway, this is Axe to Grind. When it plays. Okay, this is Axe to Grind. That was Tad, Axe to Grind, from our album Salt Lick. So, these songs anyway are in order, like I said, of when they were released. Not in order from when I heard them. I think this song is the most recent album that I've heard by Steve Albini, which is nuts because the actual song is one of my favourites. It's by the Jesus Lizard. And Almas Goat. And again, it starts with the drums. Drums and bass, actually. And when I first heard it, I heard the remaster. Now, it doesn't make any difference. You don't want to be mastering. There's differences in volume. This has always been quite a low level album. But when you turn it up loud, it's fantastic. So this track is called Then Comes Dudley. By Jesus Lizard from the album Goat. Half of that song, I had to wait for the vocals to come in. But again, one amazing, not only drum sound, but guitar sound. Steve Albini's guitar sound always seemed to sound like razor blades. No matter who he recorded. I think he famously got the Pixies to use metal picks. I've never used them. But I'm sure it makes, especially acoustic guitars, it would make a huge difference. Right, next album I'm putting on is PJ Harvey, Rid of Me. Again, it's the first PJ Harvey album I heard. And super quiet. Deliberately quiet, I think. So when it gets really loud, it's loud. This recorded in 1992, before Nirvana recorded In Utero, in the same studio. So there are so many similarities with the sound from both albums. Okay, so this is the title track off of Rid of Me. Rid of Me. PJ Harvey. Again, I was waiting for the loud bit of the song to come in. So halfway through, you get some kind of loud, vicious guitars. So it was PG Harvey of me. So like I said, the next year, 1983, Steve Albini did In Utero by Nirvana. And that was the one that everyone thought was going to sound like shit. And in fact, I think most people would agree that it sounds amazing. It was the first Nirvana album that I heard. There was some Manics special in 1998. They picked all their favourite tunes, and one of them was Heart-Shaped Box. So I would go up In Utero. I had heard Smells Like Teen Spirit, songs like that, but I'd never heard an album that sounded like that. So recently I got the, for some reason I never had the In Utero vinyl. But with the scene that I could get the Steve Albini mix of In Utero to put out for the 30th anniversary. Or was it the 25th? I think it was the 25th anniversary. I got that. And there is a difference in the track, but so I'm going to play my favourite track off In Utero, which is Serve the Servants. So here is Serve the Servants from In Utero by Nirvana from 1993. That was Serve the Servants by Nirvana from In Utero. Probably the most famous album they ever recorded. Definitely the most infamous, anyway. So, like I said earlier, I'm going to play another Breeders song. And I definitely know, this is definitely the first Breeders album that I ever heard. And again, it starts with drums. I mean, the drums start with sounds so awesome. Start any song, you're going to be like, wow, what is this? So immediately I was caught in with it. And yeah, I love the song and the way it sounds, obviously. So this is the second song with the Breeders that I'm going to play, and this is called Sorry. No, I thought. Hold on. I was going to play the first track, but I'm pretty sure I was going to play the song called London Song. I don't think that's the name of the song. Yeah, the first track's called Little Fury. Yeah. Thought that. Whoever put the playlist on YouTube is an idiot. Because London Song is not the first track on Title TK. Okay, this is Title TK by The Breeders. Track's called Little Fury. Okay, enjoy. That was The Breeders' Little Fury from the album Title TK on 2002. So, the next three albums that I'm going to play, three songs I'm going to play, if only I can play three albums, are big albums for me, personally. So, after Manic's I'd recorded Send Away the Tigers and Post Horse from a Young Man in the mid-2000s. They went and recorded decent lyrics that Richie Edwards had left behind. And went and used Steve Albini to engineer the album. For me, it's their second best album. Behind the Holy Bible. I don't think anybody else will agree on that, but I always thought the sounded amazing from the first track, which is the one I'm going to play. I always had that serrated guitar sound, which harked back to the Holy Bible, but still sounded like a Steve Albini track. Again, the drums sound amazing. So here is Peeled Apples by Manic Street Preachers from the album Journal for Plague Lovers.
Thank you.
that was Peeled Apples by Manic Street Preachers. So the next track is by Jarvis Cocker. Now pulp were always always are gonna be a big band for me. They were the first band I ever listened to. First two albums I ever bought were, or first albums I listened to were Different Glass by Pulp, Suede, and Holy Bible by Manic Street Preachers. So Jarvis Cocker's solo stuff was always going to be popular with me. And Jarvis Cocker recorded, you could tell he recorded this with Steve Albini. I didn't even know. But the first track came on and I was like, that sounds like Steve Albini. And it was. So the first track on this album, Further Complications, is called Further Complications. And this is Jarvis Cocker. Further Complications. Waiting for this ad to finish. Okay, this is Jarvis Cocker, Further Complications. Okay, that was Jarvis Cocker, Further Complications. Again, these songs feel really short, but it's only because I'm playing the first chorus, and then that's it. Okay, the last track I'm going to play today, like I say, I'm going to do further episodes about Steve Albini, but this one is all about the music that he engineered. So this track is from the album 24/7 Rockstar Shit. Which, I mean, he did a track on their In the Belly of the Brazen Bull album. And I love that album. And the song Chi Town off of that album was my favourite track. And again, you could tell right away that he'd recorded it because it was minimal. Drums sounded amazing. It was visceral. So when I knew, or when I heard that they were doing, they'd done a full album with him, I knew it was going to be amazing. And it is my favourite Crypt album. Because from the first track, it just, there's no fucking about. Everything sounds good. Drums sound amazing. Vocals are just off the, just on another level. Anyway, this track is called Give Good Time by the Crypts from their album 24/7 Rockstar Shit. If it plays. And also, that background noise has just started to happen. Hoping it's wind, but still. Right, here we go.
We don't stop.